All right, it has been a while. I don't even remember where I left off in the last episode, but it is currently 2022. Happy New Year. I am in Brisbane, which is about an hour and a half away from where I usually live, by the beach. Brisbane, though, is city vibes, and I'm here just really to experience a change of environment. I'm staying in a cute little apartment with a nice view, and every time I'm in these different environments, I feel like recording a podcast episode. I know I've done a few on staycation when I've been on the Gold Coast, and yeah, once again, I'm kind of on staycation, just a bit further north in a city, and yeah, I'm not having a vacation. Like, I'm still doing work, but I just like to do it from a different environment. Like, it stimulates me so much. It makes me feel creative, makes me feel alive. And so that's why I kind of move about a lot. I used to go overseas a lot and interstate, but with all the restrictions at the moment, that has got too hard. But I'm still doing what feels right and, yeah, making the most of life and the situation. So it is the new year, and it's funny how you get drawn to certain people, right? And recently I've been drawn to this other girl on Instagram, I guess, and I'm currently thinking about signing up to work with her for some coaching, and like, I wanted to talk more about that and money in this episode, because my relationship with money has changed dramatically over the past like 5 years, I would say. And that has pretty much changed the money I receive and therefore changed my life in a lot of aspects. So hopefully this will help you in some way. And yeah, when it comes to like my experience, right, wanting to work with this girl, I don't need to. Like, I know enough already. My business is doing really well, but I just have this desire to constantly be learning and up leveling myself, and the fastest way to do that is to have someone else guide you, right? So my first thought when it came to, like, I saw her stories and she had info about, not info, but she was talking about this new program that she was launching. And it's coaching more on a, I guess, energetic level. And that's what I'm really interested in at the moment, energetics and how all of that works. And kind of like psychology, I guess. I would call it therapy, but from a more spiritual perspective. Anyway, so my first thing though that I thought was, how much is this going to cost? Which it's reasonable to ask that and want to know that, but at the end of the day, like, you can't let that limit you. If you want to work with someone, if you feel called to work with someone or to do a particular course or to take a particular avenue in your life that is potentially going to upskill you or take you to that next level or to change your life, at the end of the day, why would you let how much it costs stop you or limit you? So at the end of the day, that doesn't really matter. Like, that should be the last thing on my mind and the last question that I'm asking. So that is how you start to step more into an abundance mindset as well, as opposed to a lack mindset. And that is really important when it comes to everything in life, but especially when it comes to money and your relationship with it. Most of us have I know a lot of the people in my circles and my family, they have a lack mentality and a scarcity mindset when it comes to money. And this is not my idea, by the way, the whole abundance scarcity mindset thing. I think it might be Tony Robbins or someone up there like that, but I've definitely learned it from someone else. It wasn't me. Anyway, so I have learned over the years how to really step into more of an abundance mindset. There is enough of everything and there is always more, as opposed to a lack mentality or feeling like you don't have enough, or just feeling like you don't have enough. If you are in that mindset, then you are never going to have enough. But when you step into an abundance mindset, it is crazy how much like abundance just flows to you. And that can be in terms of money, but it can also be in terms of love and other forms of abundance. So something else that has really changed my life when it comes to money, and I have gone through periods of time where like literally I was so poor, I would be counting 5-cent coins to buy my coffee. So I wasn't that poor that I couldn't go out for coffee, but like that's pretty much all I went out for a period of time was my $3.50 coffee back in the day when it was cheaper, and back in the day when cash used to circulate a lot more than now. But yeah, like I've been there, and like I've even before, like at the start of my personal training journey, like signing up for these extra courses that I've done. I remember one of them was $6,500, and I did not have that kind of money at all. I put it all on credit card and was just like, I'm going to have to pay this off and trust that it's going to help me bring in more money because it's going to give me the skills to do that. And funny enough, it did. But like, where was I going with that? I have been in a place where I did not have enough, or I barely had enough. So I understand how it feels to be in that place. And literally, it has been changing my mindset that has changed everything when it comes to money and my abundance with it. So money is just energy, right? And this is something that I believe and something that has worked very well for me the past few years. Money is energy. The more you put out, the more you get back. So, and how you treat money, how you receive money, how you spend money, well, especially how you spend money, that kind of talks a lot about how you receive money, right? Like if you spend money in a loving way and if you treat it in a loving way, I know a lot of people get triggered when they hear things about money, or if they see someone else that is earning more than them. Like one of my coach friends, she does incredibly well and earns ridiculous amounts of money, like more than I could ever imagine having. And she does it through energy though. Like she's very much into this. And at the end of the day, her energetic minimum of how much she gets is just a lot higher than what mine is and probably what yours is. But yeah, every time she posts something about how much income she makes, people get triggered by that and she loses a bunch of followers because people don't like that. And, you know, if something triggers you, rather than just blocking and deleting or unfollowing, like yes, do that if someone is really making you feel bad, but at the same time, like that's the easy way out. And by just blocking and deleting or unfollowing and getting rid of that person from your life and not addressing why that person makes you feel that way, like you're kind of not going to grow from it or learn from it or change, right? So rather than if you get triggered by something, ask yourself why. What is it in that person that is triggering you, and work on that so that it doesn't trigger you anymore. And you'll probably find that it's because you want something that person has, and by working on it, you will end up getting what that person has. Anyway, so if you spend money in a loving way, like for example, I have a number of coaches already. I really don't need another one, but I want another one because I think it's important to work on lots of aspects of yourself rather than just one thing. And I have coaches for different reasons, right? Like, I don't need a fitness coach, but I have my fitness coach because I just like having someone else tell me what to do when it comes to programming and nutrition even. And honestly, like, I probably wouldn't be so on top of things if it wasn't for the fact I was paying someone else to tell me what to do. Like, it's just funny how that works, right? Because we don't like to waste money at the end of the day, even though I don't believe that's actually possible. But so yeah, when I pay my coach, I love paying her because I know that that money's going to come back to me anyway. And the value I get from it, like, it's worth it, you know? So I love putting out that energy. And as a result, that energy flows back to me without me really even trying. And I encourage you, like, it doesn't have to be paying a coach. It can be like paying anything you have to pay, like bills, right? If you pay those bills with love, you will be so surprised what comes back to you and how it comes back to you. You have to be open to receiving in different ways to what you imagine as well. Because I know a lot of you are probably sitting there like, I have this job, it's a set salary, that is what I am making. And that's a limiting belief around money in itself, right? And if you are stuck in a situation where you feel like you don't have enough and you'll never have enough because you can't change your job or there's no room for promotion or that kind of thing, you have to really question where those limiting beliefs are coming from and work on those, and then also open yourself up to receiving in different ways, because you will be surprised once you step into more of an abundance mindset and open yourself up and work on those limiting beliefs and start to believe that money is just energy and you can have more, you'll be surprised how it flows to you. And I say flow because it literally flows in without you trying. So what else did I want to say? Something else that I have learned, like, I've literally done courses on money as well. That's how obsessed I am with courses and coaching. And I truly believe when you feel called to work with someone, there's a reason for you feeling that inside of you. And if you just take that leap without worrying about how much it costs or kind of the outcome, you're going to get good things from it. Like, if you feel good about it, if it kind of scares you in a good way but then excites you at the same time, then you should go for it. No questions asked. Like, don't worry about anything else. Just figure it out as you go. And like, the money thing, right? If you can't afford it, like, there's been so many times I haven't been able to afford coaching or courses or whatever. And you know, you can't let that hold you back. If you really want something, you're going to make it happen anyway. And that's just like, if you believe you'll be able to make it happen, you will. Like, that's it. So anyway, one of the courses I've done has been with Amanda Francis, who is like the money queen. And a lot of people get triggered by her energy, right? But if you actually listen to what she says about money, the shit works. And so she talks a lot about energetic minimums and maximums, right? So once you have an energetic minimum, what you'll realize is no matter what, you're always going to have that amount coming in every month, right? Or every year. And you can change that energetic minimum. That's what you're a match for, right? Your energy, like, just calls that in. And so you can change that, and then you can also change your energetic maximum, and that's like the maximum amount you'll bring in. So once you start playing with that as well and truly believing you are worth a certain amount and can bring in a certain amount, that's what you'll end up bringing in. It's as simple as that, but it's not simple because you have so many subconscious beliefs in your mind about money and holding you back from getting more. And unless you're willing to work on those and figure them out And most of these beliefs are so deep, and like they will come from childhood and like watching your parents and how they dealt with money, and those beliefs like rubbing onto you. That's like where you've got to go, kind of thing. And I know for me, like my mom is always in such a scarcity mindset around money. She's actually gotten a bit better now, but like growing up, that's what I was exposed to, and that's how my beliefs were formed around money, right? And I've had to do a lot of work to get out of those and to reframe those and to believe new things. And that's really all you have to do. Like, the process is simple. If you want more, you can get more, but you have to do that work on your subconscious beliefs and reframe them, believe new things, and that's how you end up getting more. Anyway, so what else did I want to say? I had someone actually, I post my coffees usually every day on Instagram, as a lot of you will know. I've stopped doing it the past week or so, but into the new year, I was like, maybe I should do something different, but I'll probably go back to doing it next week. I've kind of not been able to go to the cafe that I usually go to because it's been shut due to the holidays and then staff shortages because of the pandemic stuff going on. So it's thrown me off routine a little bit. But anyway, I usually go out for coffee every day. And I think I was complaining about it on my stories or something, not being able to get a good coffee out because the cafe that I like is shut. And someone was like, you should just start making it at home. Like, it will be much more better for you financially. And that's such a lack mentality. Like, yes, it's cheaper to have coffee at home, but what kind of energy is that putting me in as opposed to going out for my coffee, spending that money, supporting another small business, which is something I really like to do. That makes me feel good. That puts me in a good energy. And I just know that money is going to come back to me. So it doesn't really matter, right? Like, I never feel like I'm wasting money or like going to lose money because it literally comes back always. And usually, like, if you get your head right, it's going to come back to you twofold or threefold, you know? So it really doesn't bother me. But it's interesting, isn't it, that I said, like, the first thought that come into my head when I'm considering working with this other coach, how much does it cost? Like, why is that? You know, that's like, that's the subconscious thought patterns and beliefs are still there a little bit. And you always have to be like looking out for them and how they're impacting your life, and then get rid of them again and again and again. So they'll always be coming up, and it's your job to kind of like keep working on managing those thoughts and beliefs. So anyway, yeah, we're going to keep going out for coffee because I love that. And like, for me, it's so much more than just the coffee as well. It's about getting out of the house. It's being in an environment that stimulates me, that makes me more productive with my work. So like, literally, I spend that $4 out on a coffee, or some days it's like $8 because I'll get two, or some days it will be more because I'll get food as well. But that comes back to me because then I'm more productive with my work, or I might have an idea when I'm out there for content that will help me find like more clients, or, you know, it's just, it opens up opportunity, and spending money opens up opportunity. Like, so many courses I've done, like, maybe I haven't got anything from the course, or like, I've got a business coach at the moment. Like, honestly, I could see it as a waste of money, but I'm not going to see it that way because that's not going to help me at all. I've learned things from it. I really haven't applied enough of it because it's not really how I want to do things. It's very salesy, and like, I feel like it's spammy and I don't like it, what they teach. So I'm not going to do it, and that's okay. But I haven't like wasted money because I've built relationships through it, which are very important to me. And you know, like that money's just going to come back in some way or another. So it really doesn't matter. Anyway, I think that's all I wanted to say for now on money. I hope you have a magical 2022. And I cannot stress enough about the importance of working on your subconscious thought patterns and beliefs. Like, if you do that work, and like part of being here, I actually was in Brisbane last week as well, and I was doing a lot of what I would call shadow work and like really looking deep into my body about like what I had to let go of from 2021, and not my body, I guess looking deep into my mind, but yeah, like just going through what had happened, like some of the big things that had happened and I was like really triggered or upset by, emotional about, and what was that bringing up in me from like, you know, like years of conditioning, and yeah, working out what all those limiting beliefs were and literally changing them. And now like, it's about integrating them and becoming more of the person I want to become and living out those new beliefs into 2022 and like slowly getting rid of those old ones that are holding me back. So constantly a work in progress, and I am excited for this next coaching experience that I'm going to have. And I'm sure there will be many more. Every time I sign up for a course or a coach, I say this will be my last, but it never is. And like one thing actually holding me back is the fact I already have 3 coaches at the moment. And I'm just like, do I actually have room for another one? Do I have the space in my mind? And like, do I have the time? And, you know, if the answer at the end of the day is yes, if the timing feels right, then I'm going to go for it. And I'm not going to let money hold me back, and you should not either. So if you want something, go get it, no matter what. If something feels good, get it, do it, no matter what. Anyway, that is all for this episode. I will talk to you on the next one.